The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
If you like to eat cereal morning, noon, night, cereal lovers, big day for you in food news. It's time for hottest hashtags on your Friday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Baked Potato.
Okay, Mr. Baked Potato. You still got student loans, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Education Department has released long...
Everybody.
Education
you're not
department.
Alone, trust me.
No, you're not. A lot of people listen like me too. Hands are up right now.
I mean, I just paid mine off.
Lucky. So they released long-awaited details, updates on a key Biden administration initiative that may jumpstart student loan forgiveness for millions of borrowers. So the Biden administration announced the IDR account adjustment last year, billing it as a much-needed to fix long-standing problems. Here's one of the changes, and this is how they think they're going to skirt all of the lawsuits coming through. These loans are considered predatory.
Oh,
if you defer them, if you defer them for a long time, you're still accruing interest. That's illegal.
Ooh.
So I'm hoping that maybe you don't get everything forgiven, but the payment that you owe will go down. Please let this go through. It's unfair.
Can I get some cash back because I already finished?
No, DJ Automatic, you can't.
No, you could just continue to be the example that we should all be. But
no, that's not the fun part. I want the money back.
Victim of these predators.
You know. Thank you, Anthony.
Finally, feels good to be able to say me too.
And I said it before. I said it a little bit earlier this week. College used to be free until the 70s, near free. 80% of college was paid for by federal grants. So let's bring that back.
That was a slick one, Anthody.
Yeah,
all right, so in food news, Kellogg's is introducing a new cereal. It's called Rainbow Krispies.
Hey!
And the cereal's shaped like UFOs, and it comes in six different colors.
Oh, and it's rainbow?
It's like a little rainbow
fruity
UFO cereal.
Oh, I'll just picture like a little mom and kid being like, now here comes an alien in your mouth.
Yeah. And then Kid Rock's going to be shooting the kit or shooting the box later.
What is wrong with... I've been eating rainbow cereal my whole life. Fruity Pebbles, why is it such a big deal now?
Somebody will find a reason to be outraged.
Gosh, well, buy yourself some cereal. It's in stores now. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go kick it off with National Keep Off the Grass Day. All right, now this is not to follow up 420, but to lead us in. This is to lead us into Earth Day, which is tomorrow. So, hey, man, shout out to Mother Earth.
There's something else that people get mad at when we talk about taking care of Earth and climate change. Well, why would we do that? Because we live on this planet. It's like our house. People get mad about,
like I said, people be outraged about anything.
That's an outrage.
All right, we also got National Big Word Day. So I think outraged. Qualifies.
Not really.
I don't know.
What's big another
words
big word?
Make you seem smarter.
No,
they do.
Used correctly, they do. But when you try to use a big word and you're using it incorrectly, you just
not
look like
true.
A moron.
Not true. T.I.'s been doing it for a very long time, and I love it.
My point is proven.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Kindergarten Day. All right, that's back to my level. This is what I love. Plays a school with no student loans.
Kindergarten was fun for me. It's when I had my first crush. I remember the kid I had a crush on. His name was Vowel.
Damn, boy.
Vowel?
But his name was Vowel, yeah. And I thought that was so interesting.
You had a crush on a kid named Vowel?
Yeah.
Well, I have an adjective. You didn't show up?
He wasn't there.
Was
that was
noun?
Too big a word for kindergarten. All right? What was your favorite
you
grade?
You like the pronoun guy.
That would be now. We're going back to the cereal, the rainbow cereal.
Yeah, dude, so you think kindergarten, was that your favorite?
No. Fifth grade was my favorite grade.
Oh, fifth grade was my favorite, too. Shout out to Miss Clark. She was pretty much the only teacher that really liked me.
Oh, nice.
My fourth grade teacher,
tried to put me in special needs because she said I had a behavioral disorder and said I was on my way to prison.
Oh.
So,
in fourth grade, she told
Ms.
you
Lynn,
that?
So, Miss Litton.
There it is. There it is.
No behavioral problem here.
You remix that. There you go. Mr. DJ Automatic. Shout out to Miss Pinkston, my third grade teacher. She made it amazing, dude.
Yeah, I'm going
to
move on now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're breaking down a down of the DM that got so much feedback. We're talking about Kimberly. Her man, Diego, is sending some suspect messages. Mm. Well, here's how that part of the down of the DM went.
I mean, they were more flirty friendly, if that makes sense. I don't know any of the women he was talking to. He barely writes on my Instagram page, so I just thought it was weird.
And since Anthony has worked for Apple previously, if you haven't heard, he says that all the time. He's pretending to be one of the representatives, and here's how that down in the DM went.
Maybe other kind of sites, you know, maybe like something a little different, you know, maybe more adult content, if you may.
Look, I mistakenly got onto a site that was like I typed in like the wrong email. It was like a site.
Oh.
Okay, just stop, because obviously this man hit some kind of site. He got a virus. Oh, Diego was on a dirty site. Diego was on a dirty site, so it did not go down to the DM. Here's how the rest of that convo went with Kimberly and Diego.
I was confused by the messages on my computer, and you kept erasing the history, so I
don't know what's going on. I would never do anything.
Why didn't you just tell Kimberly about how you got the virus, bro? Like, why did you not tell her?
I went on a site. It's just embarrassing. I went on a site, and I kind of started getting weird.
You should have told me.
It did not go down in the DM. So he was embarrassed to tell his girl that he clicked the wrong thing, picked up a virus, and that's why the computer was in the shop in the first place.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah. All right, so the phones have been ringing. Hey, Light 2, who is this?
Yo, this is Dominique.
I know you got something to say because I can hear it in the little attitude you have with your voice.
Yo,
what's up, man?
You already know I'm about to pop off, yo. All right, so Peep Game. Dude gave all the info on the down in the DM, right?
All of it.
So I'm bugging because everybody was up. Like, I could feel the energy on the call. Y'all was like, even Boy was playing part. Like, yo, so let me get name, anything else. And I'm sitting here like, dude, you can't tell they digging. Just figure out what's going on. You feel me? And then it's like, dudes come out clean. And everybody like, all right, it's whatever. Homeboy was up and up. Had to use his girl's laptop. And everybody was, you know, really ready to come down on, bruh. That energy was on the woman, bruh. It's like, well, what happened, sweetie? Why do you feel this way? You know, you feel me at homeboy over here like, dog, I just needed some help. My stuff broken, and now you over here snooping. And she over there, ha ha, he he. And, oh, it's me, Kimberly. Nah, man, we got some stuff to talk about. Why are you doing this on air?
You think I'm taking up too much for her? You think I take up for the ladies too much?
Y'all flipped it, bro. Y'all like, what about this? And y'all like, y'all flipped it smooth. I'm like, damn, Dana. You cold, girl. And you got my boy sitting there like, yeah, go ahead, baby. I'm like, nah, bro. Or a G.
I'm putting you on the radio saying I'm attacking men. That's not true.
Please do. Please do. I'm just sending love for the fellas out here because I was like, bro, what if it's like, what if it came down the wrong way? Y'all would be like, yup, it went down to the G.
But it didn't. It didn't. It didn't. You're right. Let's give the man a break. Let's give the man a break.
Oh, please do.
It's all good.
All I'm saying is give dudes like, hey, bro, shout him out or something because he over there, he was excited, bro. You have my laptop ready? My dude's like, wrong answer.
Well, he is on the adult side.
So he's embarrassed. No, exactly.
Hey, I feel it. I feel it. It's the best part. My family love you, Dana. The whole set, y'all. My kids be like, it did not go in the DM. I'm like, bro, why you? I got my son right around time about to say going down in the gym. I'm like, bro, take yourself to school, bro.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we did our Down in the DM breakdown where we broke down this week's hottest Down in the DM, and it was about my man who didn't confess to his lady that he liked watching adult films. So therefore, it led her to believe that he was cheating. It all ended up being a big misunderstanding, but we're here to help you clear that up going forward. We're going to tell you 5 ways to tell your partner that you like adult films. All right, I was looking at 2 dudes.
1 studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and this is a very important conversation.
It is.
To have. For you to have an important conversation
with all the access we have to porn at this point, you better let your partner know that you're looking at it because we know you're looking at it because the numbers show.
Well, okay, but it's never an easy thing to talk to your partner about that.
No, it's not.
And if you are the person receiving this information, right? So, say it was my girl who came up to me and she's like, hey, Ann, I like to watch these videos when I don't get a chance to be around you or something.
You're going to be like, cool.
I would so, but I'm trying to figure out if I have the urge to be curious and to see what she likes.
Oh.
Like, right away.
I didn't even
away,
think
like,
about that part.
That's the thing. Like, we're telling
this guy. The dude don't look like you. That's going to hurt your feelings.
Damn.
That people would be like, oh, so this.
And that's why women get mad. It just dawned on me.
We were giving that guy all kinds of slack for not telling his lady. Like, it was easy. You know, if you were to tell your wife, she's going to interrogate you about it. What do you like? What do you watch? What do you do this and that? And this is not easy. So the most important thing you need to remember when you're telling your partner about your infatuation with adult films is you need to be confident with it, all right? Okay. Own it.
Own it,
all right? Because remember,
I've been doing this since I was, I don't know how old, but young.
Before you were ever into the picture. No, but remember, like, you're not cheating.
No.
So this is a healthy alternative.
You're just fantasizing.
Keep that in mind. This is a healthy alternative. Number 2, keep it light, all right? Keep it light.
The other thing is you don't need to watch it every day.
I might. I would personally kind of maybe drop this information off right before I'm walking out the door. Have a good day, okay, in case you didn't know. I like to watch adult films. Bye.
Just do it real quick, dude. Keep it light like that. All right. The next thing you need to remember is to approach adult films as something you can enjoy together.
Of course.
There you go, right? You know what I mean? You could maybe, you know, maybe even film yourself up a little bit.
I mean,
you know,
just don't put it on the internet.
No, not for the internet, but for a little practice film right now, a little studio session, a little film session right there. And don't interrogate your partner about their habits either. Don't be, if this is for the person receiving the information, don't judge them. Don't cast stones.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a different situation because them watching it constantly can affect your relationship.
Oh.
So, yeah, that one's there's a slippery slope.
Well, I didn't think we were going to have a sincere moment in this conversation, but my friend, you just put it all over my face. And the final thing is, if you can reach the end of this rainbow, find something that you both like. All
okay,
right?
Yeah.
And that will be a happy ending for all.
I feel like 5 and 3 were the same thing, but all right.
5 and 3 could lead to 6 and 9. You never know. You never know.
Never know. Right?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.